Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. Where the paranormal is normal. Where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. And we've got Larry on his phone down there in the Southland. Hi, Larry. How are you doing?
Hey, Stuart.
I want to start off here with a little scripture and a commentary. John 8:23. And he said unto them, ye are from beneath. I am from above. Ye are of this world. I am not of this world. Then John 18:36-38. Jesus answered, my kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight, that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence. Pilate therefore said unto him, art thou a king then? And Jesus answered, thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. And Pilate saith unto him, what is truth? And when he had said this, he went out again unto the Jews and said unto them, I find him in him no fault at all. So this is a very, very interesting comment. The ultimate knowable truth is, of course, the divine love of God, the Spirit of God lost at the fall. If one would ask, seek, knock, strive, labor, which is what Jesus said to do, and continue in his doctrines, he will reveal the ultimate truth behind the universe. Come to the light. The light is divine love. Come to the light to have your deeds judged and reproved. Stand before the Son of Man. Stand before the divine love of God and be judged and then be pardoned. No man can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat, or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not life more than meat? And the body than raiment? So very, very interesting comments about later on, will I find any faith on the earth when I return? And, of course, the answer is no. True faith as we have known it doesn't exist anymore. It's been totally destroyed. The mark of the beast is the apex of the system of mammon. Either you will submit to the beast system and the mark, or you will be terminated. Church age gave one choice to search out God with all of one's heart, mind, and soul and find Christ or not. After the church age is over, then it becomes a physical walk to be killed for Christ. And here we are. We're coming up on, are you going to serve God? Or are you going to, bow the knee to the system of mammon? And I think we already know that the Lord's words, that many and few are absolutely now appearing before our very eyes with those who have taken the jab. Now, I know a lot of people say, well, that's the mark. Well, I'm not telling anybody to take it at all. Thousands of doctors and thousands of scientists have come forward and say, do not. And I would think that people would listen to those kind of people, but they are being censored right off the bat. I mean, they're just being totally censored. And yet people, Larry, are still lining up. And even doctors and scientists say, what in the world is happening to people? And, of course, the only answer we can come up with, I guess, is it's a spell. It's a hypnotic witchcraft spell that's been cast over the people. Propaganda. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. It's, I suppose you could say that it appears that humanity is mesmerized.
Yeah. Something definitely has gone wrong. What did you want to talk about to begin with?
Well,
what do you got?
Well, I was
going to
mention
plate?
A couple of things, a little housekeeping note here. Okay. Number one, I can't find the letter at the moment, but I did get a letter from somebody who said he sent you a letter also, and he subscribed to me, but I don't have any subscription service. That's all Stuart Best, and Night Shadows, and, you know, this is not, so I don't know whether he wants his money back or what. He'll have to write me. But I don't have a subscription service. I have subscribers to a lot of the, to the blog and also the, three social media groups that I'm a part of. But I don't do that. That's all within that system. And then I wanted to also read something really interesting. Oh, by the way, I got it, and I'm just not going to tell people. Well, let me mention another one first. I got a couple of emails from someone that, Stuart, they really do like you talking a lot. And they told me to shut up and basically and quit interrupting you because you had things to say, and that left me feeling like apparently I didn't. But, I was thinking, Stuart, that's one reason why we advertise this as a conversation and not an interview. You know, in an interview, you just ask me a question, I answer it, and I keep my mouth shut. But in a conversation, two people talks. And I don't know if he understood that.
Yeah, I don't think so, because I've always asked you to interrupt whenever you feel like it, because you may have a thought that's crossing your mind as I have talked. And that gives you the opportunity to, of course, offer up your whatever crossed your mind at the time, which many times is very valuable. So I don't know. No matter what we do, it's always wrong. I got a letter that says I talk too much and Larry needs to talk a whole lot more, and that wasn't too long ago either. So I just kind of brush it off. The show is what it is, and if people don't like it, they can turn it off. This is the format we've chosen to do, and personally, I think it's a great format. A conversation is exactly that. Steel sharpens steel. We don't always agree. We don't have to agree. That's not the point. The point is to get a conversation going and two points of view. That's basically what that's all about. Anyway.
And I appreciate you saying that. And by the way, I do take prayer walks, and I felt impressed to share this. And this is for the people that just feel like they're just run over and there's no hope anywhere. And, of course, Stuart continually points out and did at the beginning of the show where our focus should be. But I was on my prayer walk, oddly enough, Tuesday, August the 10th. And I was walking, and I'm not telling anybody to believe I heard from the Lord. I'm not telling you that at all. I believe that it was dropped into my spirit by the Lord, though, this word, because I went on that prayer walk really heavily burdened over what the condition of the country's in and how the communist movement is literally taking over and crushing so many of the good people and God's people. But anyway, as I was beginning to walk that prayer walk, I didn't even ask a question, but this just dropped into my spirit, I believe, from the Lord. Here's the word. I wrote it down. They think they have my people surrounded and ready to destroy. However, it just seems that way. Now, that was a rather shocking statement to me, and I can't interpret that. That's what I feel like the Lord told me. And so that gave me a little bit of hope that maybe the Lord's got a plan that is a little different, and to me that sounds really appropriate because, Stuart, it seems like the timeline that ended when Hillary couldn't take over power and Trump took over power, and then at the end Trump lost, and well, I can't say he lost, but he was outed, and Biden took over. It's like there's two timelines struggling for preeminence.
Yes. So now we just have to sit and wait and see which one comes forward. And is it after the church is gone? Well, that's open to debate. We think we know partially, at least. We're very, very close. Let's word it that way. We're very, very close to Daniel's 70th week, Jacob's trouble, or the Great Tribulation. However you want to word it, doesn't matter. It's a time of 7 years of intense persecution. And, yes, they do think they've got the Christians surrounded. But what would happen if the Lord decided to remove the very people that they have decided they want to destroy? Or, let's say, their plan to take down everything doesn't quite work the way they think it's going to work. So we don't know. We're going to have to wait and see what happens and how it happens. Are we a long ways off yet? I don't know. I don't think so. Go ahead.
That's a good answer. And by the way, I wanted to share this, and I apologize because I can't give the name of the person. You know who it is, but I can't share it publicly. But let me read this. This is a message I got today, and it wasn't from within the U.S. Last night I was praying, reminding the Lord about the days of Noah. He cut me off in mid-sentence, saying, "And these are the days of Peleg." I was puzzled and did research. In 1 Chronicles, it states that the world was divided. I looked at the Hebrew word Peleg, and it has two meanings. It means divided, but it also means a water course. I think Pember's Earth's Earliest Ages describes cataclysmic events that led to a continental dividing and bodies of the water changing courses. So how does this fit in with what the Lord is saying or told me? Are we about to see a massive crustal displacement event? Wow.
Yes. Absolutely. I think we are. You know, Biden and his crew want to divide Jerusalem. And I don't know how many people have had word from the Lord, at least that's what they say, including some little kids, that when we allowed Jerusalem to be divided again under this new peace agreement of theirs, that the Lord would split the United States right down the middle. And you had a, I don't know what you would call it, dream, vision, or whatever, but it was like when it happens, it's almost instantaneous. It's like a snap of a twig.
I had that, and then also remember the white buffalo vision I had before Red Elk passed away.
Yes, and he said about the same thing, that this was, you know, Red Elk was, of course, everybody mocks him. And said, well, he's just a shaman. And what they don't realize is that Red Elk actually graduated from seminary, which I call cemeteries. But anyway, he just flat did not agree with what they were teaching. But he was well-studied, and he knew his scripture. And so people that mock him don't know what they're mocking, but they mock Native Americans anyway. They mock everybody that they don't agree with. And I'm just tired of these kind of arrogant, haughty Christians who think that the Lord only speaks to them. And they are the only ones who can interpret the future via these dreams and visions. Whereas God says, I will pour out my dreams and my visions upon all flesh, not just haughty, arrogant Christians who have never been to the cross, or they wouldn't be talking the way they're talking. Because the Spirit of the Lord wouldn't allow it. And anyway, what do you do, Larry? I mean, They ridicule and mock just about everybody they don't agree with. And this is the state of modern Christianity. And they're going to find out the hard way. Hopefully, the Lord allows people to stay behind if the bride is taken out of here. And they're given a second chance, because if they aren't, their fate is sealed when the rapture of the entire church, the corporate church, takes place and the church age is over. That is going to be a hideous thing. And if you don't believe it, folks, go read Matthew chapter 7. The Lord has already warned people about all of this, and nobody's paying any attention to it. But, yeah, I do believe we're going to get split in half. I don't have any doubt about it. There's a huge fault line. The Mid-Continent Rift is what they call it. It starts up by Lake Superior, winds down through St. Paul, Minneapolis, and down south. And it's not actually that far from New Madrid and that fault zone. So I think when this thing really starts to happen, we're going to see, according to Chuck Youngbrandt, if I remember right, Larry, you can enlighten us here. But I thought he had a vision about Lake Michigan and a huge earthquake. And so didn't Red Oak. And that Lake Michigan was going to empty down into the Gulf of Mexico and wipe out everything in its path. It was really what he described as an inland tsunami. And it's all because of our treatment of Israel. We have no business meddling in the affairs of Israel. It's not our business. And we're going to pay a horrific price for Biden and the rest of them meddling in the affairs. Zechariah, you meddle with Israel, you're going to answer to the Lord for it. Of course, they don't believe in any of that stuff anyway, so they have to be hit over the head with a, you know, a 10 by 10, I guess. And yeah, fascinating. What else?
I was going to ask you, I didn't know if you got it or not, but I took an image of something outside in the sky the other
yes,
night.
Yes, I did get that.
I blowed that up and sent it to you. Isn't that the oddest thing, structure or whatever? I've never seen anything like that.
Well, the one that Darnett took showed what I thought was kind of a square or cube. And if you look carefully at the one you took, there's also kind of a square or cube buried in amongst the fire or plasma or whatever it is that surrounds the craft. I don't know what you're looking at. I really don't. We have had police reports. I think that was in Illinois where it was a cube-shaped craft, and they followed it for quite some time. And I think they called one of the military bases that was around there, and they said they didn't know anything about it. But, of course, they'd say that even if they did. So, you know, what do you do? What do you think that is? It looks like plasma all around it.
I really don't know, but isn't it odd that I saw last night reports coming out of Canada that some very strange green UFO-looking object was touring Canada, basically. And it makes you wonder, Stuart, if the aliens, if you will, or fallen ones are preparing to actually reveal themselves.
I think so. I think we're so close to the arrival. And whenever you see a huge spike in UFO sightings like what you're photographing and whatnot, when you have all that going around the world, and they are going around the world, and weird sightings of creatures, et cetera, et cetera, that means that we're very, very close to huge changes in Israel. Folks, you got to remember one thing about Israel. It's a time clock for the Lord here on earth. And what's going on in Israel is kind of strange. And I think they're headed for war. Speaking about that, Larry, what's going on over there? I know they've been given kind of a green light.
Yeah, I've been trying to follow this really, really close. It's very difficult to do because of the fact that, of course, the Biden administration, you know, that's like a clown show, and you can't keep up with the clown show. But on the other hand, the information out of – I've been trying to follow this Prime Minister Bennett, you know, the newest one over there that replaced Netanyahu. And it does appear that the military plan – and you've got to tie in also Benny Gantz. He's a retired general. He was one of the big generals, actually. And him and Bennett are working closely together. But it appears – that they are preparing for an attack, a major attack on Iran, if Biden doesn't do something within a week or two. That's the word that seems to be coming out of Israel, that the plan that was developed by the military under Netanyahu, they're about to put into practice, which would mean, Stuart, the minute either Iran would find that out, they were going to get hit and then come on out, like you said, Daniel 8, or Israel possibly, because the Biden administration won't make a decision, they'll just go on it on their own. And either way you look at it, we're not even talking about a regional war. This would develop probably into almost a world war.
Yeah, because people forget that Syria, Iran, all have treaties with Russia. And probably hidden in the background, China as well. And I want to get into that Afghanistan situation. If it's true, there's no way to vet a lot of this. But that would pull Putin down. Now, he's already in the Ukraine area. And he's got a lot of aircraft and munitions and all kinds of military equipment. It would only take him about 30 minutes to get down into Israel if they were to attack Iran. Now, we do have Isaiah chapter 17. And that war, if I'm understanding how it's worded, is kind of, I guess, what one could say, sudden, unexpected. And I'm wondering about Cliff High and the bots, and remember the Israeli mistake. Well, maybe the mistake is they go it alone, because Biden, I don't think he's going to help them at all. Might be wrong, but he's being run by Obama, and Obama hates Israel. And not knowing, of course, that Israel is in reality God's jewel and Jerusalem. It's the apple of his eye. You start messing with that, and you're going to come right up against the Lord. And people have not realized that, even though they've watched all these wars fomented against Israel, and Israel wins every one of them. Now, this time, according to Isaiah, only God stops it. And then they go into the false messiah, and I believe the UFO and the false fallen ones, the arrival. It's all tied together somehow. Kind of interesting, though. What do you think? I think Putin would come down on a major attack.
Well, I do know that It seems like Moscow has changed its stance. They've now begun to work with the Syrians to engage more often these Israeli missiles that the planes are firing into Syria to attack these Iranian and Hezbollah locations, et cetera. And so Putin seems to be taking a more serious nature towards Israel, and actually has threatened Israel once, you know, with some type of retaliation. And that didn't play out, but that doesn't mean anything. But what's striking is you know, recently, and I sent you a copy of it, I think, or mentioned it, Greg Hunter, USAWatchdog.com, he recently had Cliff High on, which was really interesting. As a matter of fact, Stuart, I wanted to mention I was on Augusto Perez's End Time News Report today, and Augusto had read this Cliff High information. and admitted. He said, you know, even though Cliff High doesn't show any direction towards the Lord whatsoever, he admitted that Cliff High's take on things and what he was really getting and laying out as a warning seemed to be right on the money. And so with that being said, and really Augusto Perez doesn't say that about anybody very often, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
But with that being said, there's a headline here, and I'd like your opinion on where this leads, because this is a new one that Cliff High put out on his, as you could say, his predictive linguistics.
Mm-hmm.
Biden desperate as the vax narrative falls apart daily. And then he began to warn, and Cliff High said, we have been attacked. And I won't say how, but you know what I'm talking about without saying
yep.
the word.
Yep.
He said, we have been attacked greater than Pearl Harbor and 9-1-1 before it's over. He said, this will bring a war.
Oh, I think so. China, you know, the great red dragon has now appeared and is just about everywhere. They've all but taken over the United States through the United Nations. It's just a question of when they decide to, you know, put blue helmets on the streets of America, which I know they're going to do sooner or later. And, you know, the American people have suffered greatly. Millions upon millions are now in serious jeopardy. I will get into that a little bit. I have to be careful how we word that, but they are in very serious trouble. If you took the big J, and it's just too bad, because this is like Barry Rothman found out. Poison. Final solution. That's exactly what Gates said in an interview. I watched it, and the host told Gates, you better reword that. And all Gates did was laugh after he'd called it the final solution. Well, what was the Nazi final solution in the Third Reich? What did they call? It was getting rid of the Jews. That was the final solution, exterminate them. Well, it hasn't changed much, has it? Basically, the world, I think subconsciously, knows that the formation of Israel back in 1948 was a signal that that was the last of the days, last days. And they know it subconsciously. They don't know it consciously, but that's why they don't like Israel. That's why they think Israel is a, what could you call them, a knife in the side, I suppose, of the world. And the hatred for them is getting more and more blatant. And, of course, if they get into a war, which Cliff High mentioned in his bots a long time ago, the Israeli mistake. And if they get into a major war, I don't think the world's going to go for that too well. What do you think?
Oh, no. You know, because if they get into a war, there is no other conclusion than they will use nuclear weapons.
Yes.
There's just simply no other conclusion. And so many will be killed, and so many, I guess you could say, possibly Arab and other capitals will be decimated, that the whole world will go bonkers. They'll go nuts. And
yes.
But you know, and you may be right, the Israeli mistake, you know, that might absolutely be Israel going without any help or backup. They just take it on themselves to do this.
Yeah, I know they have said, I don't know, what was it, 10 weeks or something like that, that Iran would be nuclear at that point in time. I've always thought Iran has some nuclear abilities already, and they just aren't saying anything. I remember a report, and I don't know if you do or not, but I think you do, of them exploding a nuclear device many years ago, and it made the news. And I read that. I think I even put it on the Global Report at the time. So I don't know. It's kind of like North Korea. Who's feeding them the weapons that they have? Well, global deep state. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I am aware of that report you said. It's hard to find it, but it is out there that they did explode a nuke. Now, whether it was one they built or whether it was one someone gave them, we don't know. However, Joel Rosenberg, who, you know, you're aware of, you know who he is, and he actually lives in Israel now. He was over here in the States for many, many years, had a ministry and wrote incredible amounts of books, had a lot of intel on the inside of things. And I remember in one of his books, he embedded in it the fact that Russia had given, or sold, rather, some nuclear weapons to Iran.
Mm-hmm. And we've got suitcase nukes over here. No question about it. And this is all global deep state, or the rich men of the earth, Psalm 2. And they're all in this together. They may not even know they're all in it together, but it doesn't really matter because the practicality is they're all in it together, whether they know it or not. And it's against the Lord and against his anointed. Who are they coming after with the people who are refusing the big J? It's the Christians and the Bill of Rights and the people who love the Constitution and want to get back to the Constitution. I don't see that happening because it says evil men wax worse and worse and worse. And that's what we're watching. They're coming right out into the open now. They could care less. They've got it in the bag as far as they think. And, of course, they always forget the God factor. And they have to pay a horrific price for doing that. But that doesn't stop them from coming out. And, you know, they're going to take down an awful lot of people before they are destroyed themselves. And it's too bad to watch. Really sad to watch so many people lining up, not knowing even what's being put into their body. They're lining up. And I think this is just a wonderful thing to do. I don't know, Larry. It boggles the mind. What else you got? Excuse me.
Well, I was gonna mention, we got that information, and I'll read it here real quick. This is from Yahoo News. I mean, you know, it's out there. Day after tomorrow, the film foretold a real and troubling weather trend, plus now the Atlantic Ocean's circulation system is weakening. Will this lead to a much colder America and Europe? Now, with that being said, at the same time, here's a headline from the Q Alert. This also is out of the UK originally, and you'll like the title, Stuart. The title says Lucifer Heat Wave or Heat Dome. They named it Lucifer Heat Dome over Europe. Sicily has temperatures of 119.8 Fahrenheit, bringing drought and life-threatening wildfires. And at the same time, Koenig posted today, 200 million Americans roast in two massive heat domes as America cooks. What do you think?
Well, this is all part, I believe, of the prophecies against the United States. Deuteronomy chapter 28, Isaiah, not Isaiah, but Jeremiah, talks about the waters of the United States drying up. Hard to believe that the Great Lakes could dry up. Hard to believe that the rivers like Mississippi and all those others, and they are drying up. Mississippi, for example, is much lower now than it normally is. I have heard reports that the Great Lakes are shrinking. And some of the major rivers, like the Colorado, the Missouri, are all but going extinct. And now they're going to have to shut down, I guess, some of their, I think it's Lake Mead and a couple of other big reservoirs. They're going to have to shut down, or one of them, I think, already did shut down their power supply. You know, they use water to crank up those big generators, and that goes to hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of people. And I don't think people realize that Jeremiah and Deuteronomy chapter 28 point to a barren desert for the United States of America, a.k.a. Babylon the Great. She is dried up. Her streams, her lakes, her rivers, all drying up. And we're watching it happen. You should see some of the pictures they've taken of these big rivers out west. I mean, it's like there's nothing there. And then you've got the Great Salt Lake. They've been worried about that. That seems to be drying up rapidly out there. So I don't think people realize what this means. If you don't have water, folks, you don't have food. Farmers out there are in dire straits. And that's just going to continue. You're on a roller coaster ride with all this. And food shortages are already showing up. I was in Walmart not too long ago, maybe a week, 2 weeks ago. There were a lot of shelves that were just empty. Nothing there. They try to make it look like it's stocked, but they got maybe one or two cans out front. There's nothing behind them, or the shelves basically in some areas were just totally empty. There weren't any, nothing on there at all. And you're going to see this. And Larry and I have been warning people for years, I don't know how long now, to stock up on things that keep virtually forever. And you're going to need it. I don't think people realize what people are like if they get thirsty or they get hungry. And I'm sure Larry can tell you the dark side of humanity, having seen that for a while. It's only skin deep, isn't it?
Well, the interesting thing about humanity is, and we're dealing with this now, or have been for the last 5 years now, is the emotion side. No reasoning at all. Reasoning is not welcome in this picture. It's all emotion, and it's like a nationwide domestic argument is how this nation is existing at the present time. However, Stuart, I think we're about to approach the zombie stage.
I hate to say it, but maybe we're already zombies. Just don't know it. So how much worse can it get? Well, I can read you something here. And I'd like your comment on this one, talking about zombies. Emergency broadcast on August 11th. And I ask the question, why then? After the majority of people have either had PCR tests or the big J with nanobots uploaded into their systems, named after brainwaves. Now they're talking about Delta, Lambda, and then there's another one. I can't remember. Oh, this is hideous. Folks, if you can't isolate Charlie Victor, then you can't make a test for it. They've already admitted they never have isolated any of this stuff. It's all a hoax. I'm not saying that people aren't dying from influenza or something of that nature that's been engineered, like Barry Rothman found out. It's poison. But most of it was just designed to scare you, to get you to line up and roll up your sleeve. That's what that was all about. Anyway, it's interesting that with this test that they did on August 11th, and you combine that with these brainwave things that we have discussed previously. So the question was this to download a system into all cell phones, even if your phone was off? And I know that because a cell phone right here that was off suddenly turned itself on. Immediately I put it into a Faraday cloth. And, of course, they can't get through that. But for people who thought, well, I'll just turn off my phone, I'm not so sure that worked. I have found when I shut down one of my main computers, and I come up into the office part in the morning, computer's back on. They have means, and people don't realize how far advanced this stuff really is. Very, very dangerous. Anyway, so here's what one guy had to say about this. There was an announcement by the cable companies and TV broadcasters that after the test reboot, why do you have to reboot anything? Your cable box and smart TV set, or turn them off and back on to reset them. This implies that the test grabbed hard control of the cable boxes and smart TV sets, plus, of course, all your cell phones. At the same time that broadcast to all TV sets was being made, the following was happening with your cell phones. If and only if you had signed up with the FCC and DHS to be a volunteer to help participate in the test, would you get a test message announcing the test? Well, I know that's not true, because I watched a cell phone that was off turn itself on at the exact time this test was beginning. At the same time, the independent of the test messages going out to the volunteers, there was no announcement made concerning the software download other than to reboot your cell phone after the testing time, even if you did not sign up as a volunteer to take part in the test. The complete function of the software downloading is not yet fully known, but we know that the government wants to track and listen and watch silently, so it would make logical sense that a piece of spyware software was downloaded to all available cell phones. Well, I would go even more nefarious than that, because I know who the government is run by. His name is Satan. He's a liar and a murderer from the very, very beginning. He means to kill all of you listening, every one of you. He's using the human dupes to do it. They're laying down this very crafty, they think, scenario, which they think they're going to complete with. Well, they may not. It all depends on what the Lord has to say about it. Anyway, I hope this makes the series of events of yesterday more clear. I realize time moves on, the people will have a harder and harder time believing because they have not seen such evil in their lives and thus brush aside at their own peril. People are so used to thinking that they are in control of their cell phones, when in fact, it's not the truth at all. So we also know that the so-called PCR thing was a fake. And we know now from even close friends who took it were forced basically to take the PCR, you know, up the long one, up the nose. And now they are magnetic. And I think it was Mike Adams, I think, who did some microscope work, high magnification work, on the so-called PCR, and found it was full of nanobots. It's hideous beyond belief. And unfortunately, the American people, of course, had they read their Bibles or studied their Bibles, they would know how nefarious and evil Satan really is and how he hates humanity. He wants to kill humanity. He wants his planet back. And he'll do anything to get it back. Anyway, here's one of the problems, Larry. Half of America, this is the headline, believes vaccine mandates, COVID passports, more important than protecting their freedom. There's your problem right there. What do you think?
Well, it's, you know, this is almost like when talking to, Augusto Perez, who lived under the takeover by the Castros in Cuba and the communist revolution there, you know, he fled to America and lived for years here in America, in Florida, and is still in Florida. And this is almost like a nightmare to him to see the same thing he fled from then happening right here in his face. And it don't seem like, he says he can't understand why the people can't see this. The only people that's really been crying out, as far as I've seen on like America's Voice News, is Venezuelans that have fled to America and Cuban people that have fled to America. And they're saying this is what destroyed us, and it destroyed us overnight. And they just don't believe that this is happening to them. But what's interesting, Stuart, is most Americans have always had freedom. They never have been in the place where there was no freedom. And
yeah,
so they may think they want to choose no freedom, but that's a nightmare when you get there.
Yeah, they just don't realize what it is they're wishing for. Like the saying goes, be careful what you wish for, because the Lord may give it to you. And anyway, here's some headlines that are interesting. No mingling. Communist Hawaii revives COVID restrictions over fear of the Delta variant. Newsom announces nation's first vax or test rule for all teachers and staff. CNN medical commissioner. Kids in schools need industrial-grade masks, weekly tests, which are tainted with nano and toxins. Texas schools defy Abbott mask mandate ban as two judges block the order amid skyrocketing so-called cases, which is all basically a lie. More and more people, listened to an article on Stu Peters, and he had this lady on who just so happened to be in the area where the newspapers had said that the hospitals there were overrun and that they even had to call in refrigerator trucks for all the dead bodies. All the dead bodies, folks. Overrun. People were dying so fast they had no room for them, so they called in all these refrigerator trucks to put these dead bodies in. So she thought, wow, that sounds like I got to go take a look. Now, this lady, as far as I know, is a doctor herself. She's at least a researcher. I'm not sure. But anyway, so she took it upon herself with her friends to go and visit these two named hospitals. Guess what she found? No refrigerator trucks. Nobody was there in either one of those places. They were basically locked up. This is the kind of lies that the people of America are listening to by all mainstream media, and that includes CNN, MSNBC, all of them, including Fox News. They are lying to you through their teeth. And you can't trust any of them. You have one book that you can trust. It's called the Holy Bible. There is no other book on this planet that you can trust. These people are now absolute liars. And as I, on one of the other programs, I asked people, you know, if you hear about how your particular city is being overrun, take a camera, go down and visit your local hospitals and see if they're telling you the truth. We are finding people all over the place now that are beginning to figure out and are proving that their mainstream media, their newspapers are lying through their teeth. Now, you can't trust any media anymore. That's the problem. That's why it's so hard to vet anything anymore. But we know what Jesus said about it, that there would be pestilences. He didn't say who manufactured them or where they came from. He just said there would be. And it would kill many, many, many people. Well, they are, but I can tell you what they're dying from. They're dying from the great J. That's what they're dying from. So they have to come up with these Delta variants. They have to come up with Lambda. And now they got a new one on. I can't remember the name of it. But it's supposed to be the most deadly of all. And it's just fear porn all over again. And what it is psychological manipulation. And have you heard, getting back to kind of war and rumors of war and what's going on in Afghanistan, have you heard any more about that, Larry, about what's actually happening?
Yeah, it appears that the Taliban are literally taking over that entire country before we can even get out of there, actually. There are rumors that Biden is sending in back troops back in to actually, try to hold Kabul for
yep.
a short time and allow the American, there's thousands of Americans that's got to get out of there that they're all trapped now. But so far, as of, I guess, about noon today, they say, according to America's News, Voice News, and also I believe Fox backed that up, that the Taliban have all now taken over 70% of the country. And they've taken the second largest city, Kandahar, and they've also got the air bases. And when they got all these bases, Stuart, that we left, they got all the military material left there, which was a lot. And so they're encroaching now on Kabul. We're trying to evacuate embassy people and all of this, but it's one big chaotic insanity.
Well, you know, why would you leave all your military equipment behind unless you meant to leave it behind? Now, let's play connect the dots. Biden is in China's pocket, right? There are very close ties between the Taliban and China. In fact, I read an article where basically if the Taliban take over Afghanistan, it'll be China that's actually taking over the Taliban. So why would you leave all of these weapons, including aircraft and helicopters and tanks? Why would you leave that all behind? There's only one reason. You did it deliberately, you did it willfully, and you did it for a reason. Biden is in the pocket of the Chinese. No question at all about it. Why the American people are putting up with any of this is beyond my imagination, but they are. And anyway, I don't know, Larry. It just, it seems like, you know, if they can get Afghanistan and all that equipment, where do they go from there? Well, I guess wherever they want to. You know, you cannot exterminate a belief structure. And I don't know why people don't realize that. It doesn't make any difference if it's like Catholicism, Protestantism, whatever religious belief you want, you try to stamp it out. It's like pouring fire or gasoline on a fire, and it just it increases it. And I don't know. It's amazing to me. Anyway, here's another headline, folks. Now, this is in Australia. Man forcibly imprisoned in mental asylum for different opinion on Charlie Victor. Actually, as I understand it, was turned in by his own wife. Remember what Jesus said about that? Husband would turn in wife. Wife would turn in husbands. Children would turn in their parents. Grandparents would turn in their children, et cetera, et cetera. And remember, Jesus said, I didn't come here to bring peace. I came with a sword. So this is going to escalate rapidly. Okay, here's another one. The Epsilon variant kill shot to be released on the American people in September. I don't know. I don't know, folks. I don't know what
you
to
know,
say.
You know, Stuart.
Yeah, go ahead.
You know, as you're talking about that, a couple things crossed my mind as you were talking about your Charlie Victor, you know, I remember the wordings in Barry Rothman's Torah codes, and he was using terminology like plague and, you know, all of the, and poison, pestilence, all of that was coming up in this. And oddly enough, the alien factor came up in it too, and he still got a lot of data on that. And, you know, you mentioned a movie the other night to me, Epsilon Alien Visitor. And
yes.
So that crossed my mind as you were talking about that. And by the way, I did get my hands on that movie, The Humanity Bureau, and watched it. And, wow, that was a shocker.
Yeah, I don't think a lot of people realized Nicolas Cage played in that. He played a very unusual role. But, folks, if you haven't seen The Humanity Bureau with Nicolas Cage, try and find it and watch it, because that's exactly what's happening right now. And this was kind of after the aftermath of what they had done to everyone, and you'll find that right out in the front area of the film when it just begins. They have a few trying to explain, of course, that this is an aftermath of bad stuff, basically, and the United States going into drought and all of that sort of thing. Right there. They know what's coming, folks. They know everything that's coming. They're prepared. You're not. They don't care if you die. They don't care if you die in a very bad, horrific way. They relish it. These people... like the fallen ones, love and feed off fear and terror and all the things that go with it. And they love pain and suffering. They really, really enjoy watching that happen. You know, it's Twisted Sister type stuff, but that's the way it is. WHO, the World Health Organization, announces Marburg virus. So I took it upon myself to look up what that meant, and it's a very, very deadly disease. This is what they say. The virus that causes Marburg fever, a disease which affects both humans and non-human primates, is genetically unique. Zoonotic, that is animal-born RNA virus. And anyway, it's very, very bad, and I guess you kind of bleed out from the inside out. And I believe they're going to release something. They mean to kill off humanity. I don't know why people can't grasp that. These people are diabolical to the blackest of black, and they want you all dead. They want most of global deep state people dead. The people that are helping these, they want all of them dead for sure. I would do the same thing if I was the king of the earth and I had people help me. I wouldn't be able to trust them as far as I could throw them if they would turn in their own family members. I'd kill every one of them. And that's what they do. They kill them off. They've been doing this for centuries, particularly the communists. Anybody that helps them come to power, as soon as they have full power, they turn on them with a vengeance and they kill them off. And why people can't figure that out that are helping these people, helping global deep state, helping deep state here in the United States, they're going to kill every one of you if you're listening and you're one of the ones aiding and abetting all this. You think they're going to let you live? You got to have a brain unscrewed if that's what you really believe. They are going to kill you, and they will make quick end of all your family members as well. And they have a very good reason for doing it. You can't be trusted. If you will turn in your own nation, if you will destroy your own country after you took an oath not to do that, but to uphold it, and you turn on that, and you turn on your own family members, you deserve to be lined up and shot. You deserve it. That's why they do it. Communists have done this every time they've taken over a country. What's the matter with people, Larry? Can't they understand any of history either?
Well, apparently they can't. But interestingly, Paul Craig Roberts wrote a op-ed basically today, and here's the title: Washington, D.C. is the center of evil in the universe. And that reminded me of that movie Masters of the Universe, and how that D.C. and the government and the big tech are in it together against the people.
Yeah. Yep, and this could be so easily solved. But as long as the people refuse to stand up, they're going to go under it. And the Bible indicates they're going under this. Now, the Lord may work a work that appears to be a wonderful work. Some people call it the latter rain in Scripture, and where the Lord pours out the Holy Spirit. And by the way, in Ken Peters' dream vision, he said that that's pretty much what happened. After the bride and the church was removed and the resurrection of the dead, he said that power went off for a couple of weeks or months. And then when they got the power back on, they had this Antichrist coming on this TV screen, calming everyone down because they didn't really understand what had happened, because most people don't even read the Bible at all, so they wouldn't know anything about a rapture. In fact, even people who read the Bible say there is no such thing as a rapture. I don't find rapture in my Bible. Well, you don't find the word Bible in your Bible either. I don't know, Larry. People are just amazing to me. What else you got?
Oh, were you going over an hour?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I wouldn't worry.
We're going an hour and a half, but we don't have to. I mean, we can shut her down anytime.
Oh, I was looking at my notes here. Let's see. I find it interesting, and this is something. Oh, I did want to mention today. The other day, we had a 7.1 major earthquake in the Philippines. And that was in Mindanao area. Oddly enough, that one, now that was in the off the Philippines. It was 65.6 kilometers deep. And odd, and the odd thing is that today we had a 7.5 major earthquake in the South Sandwich Islands region. And listen to this, the depth was 63.3 kilometers deep. Now, that's, you know, you're talking about the Philippines, and then you're talking about, I'm just guessing, but probably maybe 1,800, 2,000 miles south or east northeast of Chile is this latest one, and the depths are almost exactly the same. Does that sound like something's moving?
Yeah, I think your plates are beginning to break up, and we just, you know, what it says about America, Babylon, we sit as a queen. We will see no sorrows, not knowing, of course, that we are reserved at the end for a lot of sorrows. But, yeah, antipodal earthquakes, things are beginning to wake up, and volcanoes are beginning to really go off. In fact, I read an article where Mount Etna is actually growing because of all the volcanic activity that it's been releasing. I know Edgar Cayce, and a lot of people think he's the fruitcake. Maybe he was. I don't know. I don't ask anybody to believe what he said, but he said when you see Etna and then Mount Pelée, which we haven't heard much about, when they erupt, the polar shift, the literal crustal shift, is not far behind. We are already in the wobble state. And a lot of housewives have noticed, well, the sun is shining in today where it ought not at all. But today it's in this room. And we've had those kind of reports for a long time.
and reports of changes in the sunset. I can remember one time the sun was setting right around, I think it was around 7. It began to get dark. The sun was below the horizon. And then the next day, it was 7:30 before the sun went below the horizon. Now, most people would not recognize any of that and would not pay much attention to it because it's just a wobble, very, very slow wobble. And then it comes back and corrects itself. Now, the Inuit Indians up by in Alaska and the pole regions, they told NASA that everything was changing in the heavens, the sun, the moon, everything. And they navigate by the stars. They don't have any landmarks, per se, in a lot of those areas. So they navigate by the stars. They began to notice all these changes. And then there were reports, I can't remember where it was, Norway or something like that, where the people said that all of a sudden everything began to change. And the reply from the Never a Straight Answer, NASA, was that, it must be land rising or something, and that's why it looks different than it did. I mean, they'll come up with any lie they can come up with. Earth changes are abounding everywhere. Floods, droughts, rifts developing. All kinds of things are going on in earth changes. And this has all been forecast. These are all preliminaries of the destroyer approaching. If you got the Book of the Colburn, you could read some of that. It's amazing. And it says right in there that the people at the time when the first pass came through long ago, they did not understand those signs at all. And they said they wouldn't this time either. That all these signs are about the destroyer approaching. I think our people know about it. Otherwise, you wouldn't have all these underground cities, all these underground tunnels. They wouldn't be moving stuff to the high grounds because they know tsunamis are coming in. When all this occurs, they're preparing themselves off planet, underground. Of course, you and I, we get to watch this from the front seat, and they go underground. With your tax dollars, they're building all these. See, people are evil, the height of evil. They think they're going to escape. They're going to go underground. People like Pelosi and Schumer, they're going to try and hide. Bible says, I don't care where you go, I'm going to get you, and I'm going to crush you like so many bugs, paraphrasing, of course. And then I'm going to rip your souls from you, and I'm going to take you to a place you wish you had never been born. And all these things just fall on deaf ears, so there's nothing anybody can do about it. Here's a headline on Larry Rigged. CDC stops counting vaccine deaths to blame all Charlie Victor cases on the unvaccinated. What do you think?
Yeah, and I sent you something today from one of the hospitals. It was an insider at the hospital, and they were claiming that the cases basically that they're getting now are vaccinated people.
Yeah. Yeah, that's too bad. They've got the jab, and that's the way it goes, I guess. I wanted to bring up something here. Propaganda expert warns of global Charlie Victor psyops. Should ring alarm bells for anyone who is even the most basic grasp of history. Okay, I'm going to only excerpt parts of this. The most successful operations come down to this simple strategy. Identify your enemy, segregate them, isolate them, then annihilate them. Happened over and over and over again. Do you get the drift, folks? You're being isolated, and then you're going to be assassinated. COVID says, whoops, Charlie Victor, L49, is probably one of the biggest propaganda operations we've seen in history because of the global nature and the resources put into it.
it was pretty clear from the beginning that propaganda was being employed. In the U.S., one of the main spigots of propaganda has been Dr. Anthony Fauci and the media's elevation of him to godlike status, hanging on his every word, never pressing him to provide any data to back up his constantly swerving pronouncements. Every Western government has its vision of Fauci spouting ever-changing, confusing information that is meant to keep the population off balance, afraid, and confused. A fearful, dazed, and weary public is less able to resist a dizzying array of draconian policies coming from governments, from face masks to incessant testing to quarantines of the healthy and mandatory mass jabs. Fauci went on national TV on August 8th, said a flood of new Charlie Victor jab mandates are coming down the pike as soon as the shots get FDA approval, which he expects to happen as soon as September. Corporations are already piling on. Forbes reported August 8th. Companies are not only threatening to fire the unjabbed, they are beginning to tack on surcharges of up to $50 for employees, deducting it from their paychecks of those who refuse the experimental Big J. Another one, Robinson documents, he's the guy that's an expert in all this, documents how the British government sought advice, expert advice, from behavioral psychologists on how to use the media to manipulate public opinion by ratcheting up the level of fear surrounding Charlie Victor and the pandemic. They helped the government craft a plan of propaganda to drive a fear-based narrative with the goal of causing behavioral change. Can you imagine that? I mean, this is just the beginning of this article. Big tech quickly agreed to come on board with the censoring of all competing narratives that counted the fear-based approach. And if that didn't work, the psychologists argued for shame and approval tactics. Then he lists things. Use of promote social approval for desired behaviors. Consider enacting legislation to compel required behaviors. Consider the use of social disapproval for failure to comply. As if on cue, the heroes, and I'm not going to use the word, narrative began to appear in the news. Folks, we've been telling you from the very, very beginning, you are being manipulated. This is all kind of a witchcraft, hypnotic spell done by major media. They're all in this together, just as Psalm 2 says they are. I don't know why people cannot believe Psalm 2. It is the basis and the foundation of all latter-day prophecy. It's what it's about. And anyway, he says, among other things, panic paper calls for children to be made to feel responsible for the painful, tortured death of their parents and grandparents if they do not follow the rules. That is, if they do not constantly wash their hands, put on their masks, and avoid contact with their grandparents. Can you imagine a little kid, 3 years old, 4 years old, 5 years old, who maybe lost a parent? Now he's going to feel guilty that it was his. I mean, these people are so sick, so perverse. It's beyond imagination. Their brains have been cooked. And I don't know if they even have any brains left. These rich men of the earth are diabolical. How do I word this? Computers. No mercy. No compassion. They only have an agenda, as I've said before. Their agenda means more to them than life itself.
And this is why, at the end of it, Jesus sucks the life right out of them forever. They're going to go to a horrific place, and they don't think that it's real, but it is. It's very real. And here's some more stuff that he quotes on. Larry, break in anywhere. Becomes obvious to Robinson that the extreme government responses had nothing to do with public health. What has become increasingly clear is that this is not being driven by a health crisis. We are seeing profound changes in our society. The changes include everything from the introduction of digital currencies, passports, scannable QR codes, regulation of worship services, and small businesses. And the World Economic Forum immediately seized on the COVID pandemic as an opportunity to change the economic, political, and social structure of the free world. So it's Charlie Victor all over again. And this is the second, and if that doesn't work, there'll be a third wave, and then there'll be a fourth wave. Never going back to normal. What do you think, Larry? I mean, I think this guy's hit it right on the head.
Yeah. And what's interesting, Stuart, is the fact that, this seems to dovetail in that information, that they're really going for the Great Reset. As you were saying, that this whole scenario fits into everything, whether it's economics, whether it's the financial, whether it's the military, whether it's the governments of the world, et cetera, they're all being affected by this. And, I was thinking as you were talking, you mentioned Psalm 2. Isn't it odd that Psalm 2 is the only verse never mentioned in the Bible almost?
Yeah, it's like it doesn't exist. I think it's like the sayings of Jesus when it comes to salvation. It's been redacted. I put up a redacted Bible one time, not the whole thing, but just a couple of pages, just to demonstrate how modern Christianity has redacted all of this, and it met with no humor at all. They did not like that, but that's exactly what they're doing. They are redacting everything that they don't want people to know about, and you're right. And, when we have all these religious leaders now, all of them basically promoting the jab, the big J, they want that. Everybody should take that. Franklin Graham said that even Jesus would take that. What's your problem, folks? Roll up your sleeve. Do your duty. Be a great Christian. It's just being promoted all over. Well, that ought to tell the American people something about what Christianity has become. But because nobody, of course there are people out there who are reading and studying and trying to find the Lord, but it's amazing what apostasy does. Here's another thing he said. It is certainly very clear, for example, that organizations such as the World Economic Forum had a very specific vision from the very beginning of how to respond to Charlie Victor and had a very specific vision for the future, talking about the fourth industrial revolution, smart cities, and so on. And it would appear that the actors such as that are using and exploiting Charlie Victor for substantial political, economic, and social restructuring, a.k.a. New World Order. The role of propaganda then becomes key because it conditions people to accept these drastic changes without any scrutiny or public debate because people are thinking this is all about a virus and people are scared. So all of the transformative changes are being swept through without any scrutiny whatever. This is very, very dangerous. A terrified population has extracted a huge opportunity for people with agendas who have the power to realize that. rich men of the earth, folks. Virus now becomes an engine to drive society to passports, digital passports, digital ID system, social credit scoring system, like is used in China, to keep people towing the governmental line. All of these seem to revolve around a major restructuring of society, major redistribution of wealth, much more control, much less democracy. Now, this guy is an expert and even worked for government for propaganda purposes. He knows how it works. Anyway, what do you think, Larry? I mean, the whole thing is just, it's beyond belief almost.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. Matter of fact, I saw some data today from Trish Reagan Intel, and she said recently that seems like information's leaking out, that there's a lot of them on the planet, the elite, that plan to get extremely rich through this Charlie Victor scenario that goes yep. on and on and on and on, because the pharmaceuticals are becoming multi billionaire groups.
Yes. Yeah, it's about money. I brought this up last week, and I wanted to expand a little bit on it. U.S. on course to become digital dictatorship under proposed biomedical research agency. I wanted to get into this a little bit, folks. This is dangerous. A Biden administration is calling for a new biomedical research agency which would operate under the guise of treatments for chronic diseases, but would also merge with national security with health security. He's calling for a new biomedical research agency that would operate under the guise of treatments. In other words, mental illness and regular health operations. The plan would suck up masses of private data from Apple Watchers, Fitbits, Amazon Echo, Google Home, and other consumer electronic devices, as well as information from healthcare providers, to determine if an individual be likely to commit a crime. You see where this is going? The plan would also work towards merging biology, engineering, and computer science, i.e. nanobot operations, to harness the power of natural systems for national security, along with advancements in biotechnology, supercomputing, big data, and artificial intelligence, AI, to accomplish its goals. In the interest of national safety, the Department of Defense wants everyone to have biometric wearables that could monitor 165 different biomarkers using an algorithm that would recognize an infection or virus around 48 hours before the onset of any symptoms. Ultimately, promoters of the technology want to develop tools to record, mark, and manipulate precisely defined neurons in the living brain, do you get that, folks? Mind control, that are determined to be linked to abnormal function or neurological disease. Well, who determines that? Folks, do you not see Antichrist rising right under your noses? Amazing. This new proposal by the Biden administration to create health-focused federal agency modeled after DARPA, which is military, is not what it appears to be. Promoted as a way to end cancer, this resuscitated health DARPA conceals a very dangerous agenda. Yeah, go ahead, Larry.
Oh, I didn't say anything. Listening. I think you heard the wind on my phone.
Oh. Okay. Anyway, April 28th, 2020, Biden was widely praised in mainstream and healthcare-focused media for his call to create this new biomedical research agency modeled after the U.S. military's high-risk, high-reward Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, or DARPA. It's all military. This is where we're going. Remember what I told you about the United Nations, folks. The United Nations is a martial law military operation. It's not what you think it is. And once they come to power, and they will, because it doesn't, I don't see anybody standing up, and even if they did, not enough of them will stand up, because we are at a point now where there's enough people in the United States that would be very uncomfortable with any kind of a major revolution, that they would side on the part of government because of their ignorance of what's really going on. But it doesn't matter what their reasoning is. If they side on the part of government, you got to put down these insurrectionists. You're gone. Basically, you're just gone. Anyway, can you imagine putting this thing into full power? And then, of course, we had the CDC announcing the internment camps for every U.S. city, which would separate families and do all of that. And I have the document. I know it's true. And here's another one. Here's how graphene oxide in all the jabs is killing those who took the jab. Folks, we're watching this happen slow motion, but it's happening, and that's the worst part of it. What else you got, Larry? Anything?
Well, I was thinking about, as you were sharing that, how that Ronald Reagan that time, and of course he got shot, but
yeah.
Ronald Reagan that time, remember, he said government is the problem. And that really, his statement really dovetails into what President Eisenhower said and warned about years ago of the coming military-industrial complex.
Yep. Yep, and nobody paid any attention to him either. So here we are. Here's another headline. Epsilon variant shot to be released on the American people in September. Now, I want to read just a little bit of what they say. Both the Delta variant and soon-to-ballyhooed Epsilon variant and will be used to cover up the Charlie Victor death and injuries from that. In other words, from the Big J. But here's the actual survival rates, which puts the lie to most of this. 0 to 19 years, 99.997% survival rate. Did you get that? 0 to 19 years. 20 to 49 years, 99.98% survival. 50 to 69 years, 99.5%. 70 plus years, 94.6%. And we're shutting down an entire world? I don't know what's going on with people. Anyway, thanks
and
a
Stuart,
lot, Larry. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to mention, isn't it interesting how they basically now have outlawed all of the treatments for the disease?
Yes, because they have to in order to legally force and mandate the actual jab. Folks, this is going to get approved by the corrupt FDA. And when it is, they're going to go mandatory. I can guarantee it. They're going to go mandatory. They've decided to go all out. They want you dead. I know I keep saying that, but it's the truth. They want you dead. They hate you with a passion you cannot even believe. Oh, they may wear suits, walk around, big smiles, and tell you big, big lies, but the real truth lies right under the surface of all this. And it's just too bad that this has to happen the way it is. But Jesus Christ warned all of you, every one of you, there is no excuse for not knowing that this was coming.
I know the Bible's in big disfavor right now, but I got a feeling after the rapture of the bride, the Bible will become front and center. Well, anyway, thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on, and thanks a lot, everybody, for listening. And please take care. Be careful out there. You have a lot of enemies. Thank you. Good night.